Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Yom Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, about to look at the third Mishnah in this, the seventh parak, continuing with the aftermath of the Kohen Gadol's Kriyat HaTorah. Im Bevigdei Vutz Korei, if he kept on his Bigdei Lavan for the Kriyat HaTorah, Kideshet Avraglav Pashat Yerav Taval Lavin Sapeg Mavilo Bigdei Zahav. Then he would go through the whole ritual that we've seen before, of changing his clothes, including Kiddushet Avraglaim, and then Mikvah, coming out, drying off, Eidilo Bigdei Zahav. Then he would get into his regular Kohen Gadol clothes, Velash Kideshet Avraglav, and Machloket Ramir and Chachamim about the order there, about Kiddushet Avraglaim and getting dressed. Then he would go out and do his own aisle and the aisle of the people as a regular Ola outside. And the rest of the Musaf, which is the seven lambs. He says, no, all of that was brought in the morning with the Tamin Shel Shachar before any of the Bigdei Lavan thing did. And the rest of the Musaf, which is the Ola, and the Seir L'Chatat, the regular Chatat, a regal, if you will, or Batayom, what he brought with the afternoon Tamid. Alright, Kidesh Rav Raglav, Fashav Rav Tavav, Al-Haz Tapeg, Nevilo, Bigdei Lavan, Vavash, Kidesh Rav Raglav, Nichas Totsi, Takaf, Tamachta. He would then go through the whole ritual again and change, and to go into his white clothes, in order to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the kaf that had the ktoret in it, and the machta where the ktoret was burning. Kadesh da raglav v'shav ra'at tavav v'am stapeg v'vilo b'gdei zahav, and go back to the b'gdei zahav v'vash kadesh da raglav v'chas l'aktir ktoret shal ben harbaim, and then he'd be in the b'gdei zahav, and he would go into the kodesh to burn the afternoon ktoret, lativ v'tanemot, to clean out the nerot and to present them for lighting. Kadesh da raglav v'shat v'vilo b'gdei atzmo v'lavash, and then he would go into the mikvah again. He would do Kiddush Adam Raglayim and take off the clothes, and then he would put on his regular clothes, and then Malavino Toad Beito, and they would escort him all the way to his house. Now, important to note that when Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer, we have to remember that the Tamid Shel Shachar still had, Tamid Shel Shachar himself still brought at that point, so Rabbi Akiva would agree that there was a change of clothes between the Kriyat HaTorah in the white, and then the going back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to retrieve the Ktoret fire pan in the white, and that was in the gold clothes. Question is just what was brought there. Only Tamid Shel Benayim are also the whole Musaf, which is part of the Musaf. And that was the Machlok, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, Ibai Elohu. Hechi Kamar. What did Rabbi Akiva mean? Im Tamid Shel Shachar Yukravinu Farho Lavasir Anasa Vachutz Im Tamid Shel Rabbayim. What did Rabbi Akiva say? The way we read it, which is the Ayil of Aharon and the Ayil Ha'ula and the seven Kvasim were brought to the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the Par Ha'ula and the Sir Chatat were brought with the afternoon tamid. Odel hachikamar. Maybe he said the following: Im tamid shel shachar yu kravin uparola badayu. Maybe parola with them. Sometimes of a chutzin to shemayim. Only the seir was brought with the afternoon one. V'two parola the Rabbi Eliezer to shayre. Rabbi Eliezer didn't mention the parola. Emat avidle. When was it done? V'two ben Rabbi Eliezer ben Rabbi Kiva emure chatat emat avidlehu. Both of them. When were the emurim of the chatat seir done? So Rabbi Lemishkacha La Mitaknata Ela Olu Rabbi Eliezer Tanevei Shmuel Mekiva Kedotzas Tosefta. The only way to solve it is according to Rabbi Eliezer based on this Tanevei Shmuel, or according to Mekiva based on a Tosefta. Let's see, Tanevei Shmuel. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yatzavi Asa Elove El Ha'am Ve'Emurei Chatat. So Emurei Chatat go along with the El Ha'am. Parola V'Shivat Kosim Asiran Asavachutzim Tzimber Abayim. But the rest of the Musaf was done in the afternoon with the Tamid Shel Rabbayim. Bikiva the Tosef Tamahi, the Tanya Bikiva Omer, Par Ha'olah v'Shivat Kvasim im Tamid Shel Shachar Yukravin. The seven Kvasim and the Par Ha'olah were brought with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Shneimar Melvad Olat HaBoker Asher L'Olat HaTamid. In the description of the Musaf, it says besides the Olat HaBoker, meaning along with. V'achar kach Avodat HaYom, then the regular Avodat HaYom as we saw described. V'achar kach Seir HaSabachutz. Meaning that that's done after the Chatat HaKippurim, which is our Parvus Sa'ir that go inside. Then the Emurei Chatat of the Sa'ir that's done outside. So my Talmid Rabbi Eliezer, so now we put everything in order. Why did Rabbi Eliezer say that those were done in the morning? Avid kidichtiv. Avid bereshit atorat kohanim. First you do what says in Vayikra. And then you follow what says in Bamidbar. Kiva diktani tam. Rabbi Kiva gave his answer. Mavar alata boka asher alata tamid. Alma musafin im tamid shoshach avidlu. That the musafin are brought with the morning korban. What does he do with that line? Just to tell you that the kapara is the same was on Tumat Mikdash Vikorashav. Pirar Mishmo. Echad Karevim Tamid Shal Shachar, Vishishayim Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. One of them is brought with the Tamid Shal Shachar and six with the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim. Mishmo means Mishmo Shal Rabbi Kiva. So they agreed that it was a split in six of one. The question is, six in the with the shachar or six with ben shaben arayim? My tamayi du rabbanan trei kray ktivi. So why do they agree that there was some split? Because there's a contradiction between psukim. Ktiv mavar alata boker ktiv yatzav asato lato. It says mavar alata boker, which indicates the musaf was brought with shachar. But it says in the Avodat Yom Kippurim that afterwards the Aron would go out and do his olah. Hilkach avid minayu hachal minayu hachal. So we do some of them here, some of them there. Maika mipalgi. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Huda savar avid chad kidichtim varolat haboker. Just do one. It says varolat haboker. Radar avid avodat hayom until machul shachal ish kohen gadol. Then immediately do avodat hayom. The kohen gadol might get sick, and then do the other six afterwards. Since you started, do as many as you can. Just you can't do all of them because you've got to leave one to fulfill the other pasuk. Dilma Pasha, because maybe you'll forget. When it comes to Avodat Hayom, which comes once a year, but he's very careful. But this he might forget. But everybody agrees that the one is the ayil, is the ram that's Aharon's ram. That there's only one ram, and that's the same ram that's mentioned in Bamidbar in the Musaf. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Now, because the reason I mention that is because Aaron himself brings an ayel, but there's also the people bring ayel achad v'shnei seirim. Shnei seirim is the goral. What's that ayel achad? So Rabbi says that's the same ayel mentioned in Bamidbar. There's only one ayel that's public. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shnei limheni disagrees with Rabbi. He says there's two. Chad amur kan. One in Vayikra, v'chadamur v'chom v'shap kudim. My time to Rabbi, why did Rabbi dechtiv achad? It says ayel achad. There's only one. Rose of Shimon Omer, ayel achad, miuchad shvedro. Achad just means it's the finest one. For Rabbi, nafkol mi mivchar nidarecha, that we know from the pasuk that says you always bring the best. Rose of Shimon Omer, achad b'chua v'chad midavan surichi. I need one to tell me that for a voluntary korban, that's mivchar nidarecha, I need the best. And now I need to tell me that also for chova, and we could justify why both are needed. Okay, Kadesh of Raglam Tanabanan. Varon Elomue Lamahuba, why does Aaron come in? Lotzi takafet tamachta, to take out the fire pan that was there. And then the point, Jakal Parsha Kulanim Rala Seder, everything in Achrimot is said exactly in the order it's done, Chutzi Pasuk Zeh, except for that Pasuk, which is written before he does the other Zahav, the Musaf. My Tama, why do we say this one's out of order? It's written too early. We have a tradition of five going times going to the mikveh and ten kiddush adam v'raglayim, two with each mikveh, on that day. If you say it follows the order, then there's only three. Because he starts in Bigdei Zahav, switches to the Lavan, does all the Lavan stuff, and switches to Bigdei Zahav. There we go. Maybe the one interruption is the Sa'ira Nasa Bachutz, which is the regular Musaf. It says he leaves Mitziyah Rishona Avid Elo Ve'elham. He walks out from his first Yitziyah, meaning from the Kodesh Kedoshim, that's when he does the Elham. Rav Amar Makra Fashad Bigdei Abad Shein Tamalomar Asher Lavash. It doesn't have to say. It says he takes off the Bigdei Abad, the white clothes, Asher Lavash V'ol HaKodesh. Why say Asher Lavash? Klum Adam Poshet Lomash Lavash. Obviously, you only can only take something off that you wore. Mal Tamalomar Asher Lavash. Why does it say that he wore Asher Lavash Kvar? Meaning that he already had them on. Marav Ashila Ve'ema Dem Afsik Le B'Ser Nasa V'Chutz. So maybe the Ser Nasa V'Chutz is the interruption. We already proved that. Is everything else in order? And is burned after the par and sa'ir are burned outside. After all, the parvasar and nisafim are done during the kriyata Torah. And it's only after that, as we saw in our Mishnah, that you burn the emerei chatat. So now we're going to fix that original statement. Everything in Vachimot is written in order up until that point. From that point on, it's not in order. Why do we think the psukim are out of order? Maybe our Mishnah is out of order. It would be a lot better. It says the one who takes the sayir out has tumat gadim. The one who burns the animals has tumat gadim. Ma mishalech to mikara. That means it happened earlier. Af soreif to mikara. The guy who went out to burn it, that happened earlier. And therefore, those things happen earlier before the burning of the emurei chatat outside. Adra masoreif to hashtaf mishalech to hashtaf. I want to say the opposite. The guy is burning the sparva sayir now. Maybe the mishalech is only tummy now. Shalech to mikara mashvam. Shalech means the guy who originally took it out. Rav Amar Kri, you amad chai. The sayur lazazel has to be stood up alive. Ad ma'itei hazakuk lamor chai ad shat kapara, until kapara. Matai shat kapara v'shat matan damim v'tulo, until shat matan damim. So that's how long it has to be alive, which means from that point on he could have tumat pgadim, which means I'm a shalech, the guy who escorts the sayur mishalech is tamei much earlier. And therefore, we see that the later psukim really belong earlier. So everything is in order up until that point. That's how we fix the statement. Okay, now, Ati Mishaleach, Matzo B'shuk L'Kohen Gadol, Omer Lo Ishi Kohen Gadol, Asinu Shlichutcha. So we continue to hear about the customs of the day. The fellow who had taken out the Ser Mishaleach would find the Kohen Gadol and publicly tell him, we've done what you sent us to do. If he found him publicly, you'd address him with honor, Kohen Gadol. If he found him privately, went up to him in his house, then he would say to God, the one who keeps us alive, we have done his agency. When the students would leave each other in Pumbadita at the end of a session, they would say, "Mechaye chayim yiten lecha chayim arukim v'tovim v'tukanim." The one who gives us life should give you a good and proper and long life. At alechem le'adonai b'tzodachayim, we quote the pasuk from Tehilim. Amar v'yura zem makom shvakim. What's tzodachayim? Where there's marketplaces. Yorachem yishmot chayim v'shalom v'sifulach. You should have a long life and peace. Pasuk in Mishlei v'chiyeh shanim shalchayim v'shanim shenan shalchayim. Is there such a thing as years of not life? Life goes on. Things are bad and things are good. What is that pasuk in Mishlei mean? They seem like women in that they are not working outside. Right, they're not strong, not physically strong, and yet they are strong with gvura like women, and then they are strong like men in the work that they do. We have no mizbeach today. What if you want to bring nesach yain? So give it to talmidei chachamim. Alechem ishim ekra, ishim in the sense I'm calling to you men, but ishim in the sense of fire, like the fire korban. He sees that his children aren't studying. Alright, so how do you replant it, as it were? These two psukim in Eov. If you see that your family tree is withering, as it were, from a lack of Torah, then you should plant yourself with water, which is by having a bat tamid chacham as a wife. Okay, at the end of the mystery, said Yom Tov Hayah Oseh Li'Ohaviv, he would make a big feast for his family. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh B'Kohen Gadol Achad Sheyatzah Beit HaMikdash, V'Avu Azli Kuli Al Matre. The Kohen Gadol left the Beit HaMikdash in the late part of Yom Kippur. Everybody followed him. Kevin D'Chazu L'Shmayav Avtalyon, Shvakuli Dev Azli Bat Hashmayav Avtalyon. Everybody saw the Nesiei Ador Shmayav Avtalyon. They left the Kohen Gadol and went to him. Atu Shmayav Avtalyon Liftur Minei the Kohen Gadol. They came to greet the Kohen Gadol. Then Yetun Bnei Amamin Lishlam. So he greeted them in a very inappropriate way. He said, "Oh, the people of the nation should be greeted because Shvav HaTalyon were gerim." Amru leitun bnei am min lishlam, da avdin uvda de aharon, velo yete bar aharon lishlam, de lo avid uvda de aharon. And so they said back the same greeting, yetun bnei am min lishlam, meaning only those people who behave like Aharon, who's oev shalom, rodev shalom, should come in peace, and not people who are children of Aharon that don't behave like Aharon, meaning like you, and do not behave properly like Aharon, and they took that bracha away from him. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.